ABC Radio Australia.
But first, we start this morning with an update on PNG's surviving conjoined twin Sawong Mithiam. The good news is Sawong is recovering well at the Sydney Children's Hospital less than a month after his brother Tom died during separation surgery. It comes after a long medical journey that saw him transferred to Australia for highly specialised surgery unavailable in PNG. Family spokesman Jürgen Ruh was in Sydney to welcome the new year with baby Sawong, and it was Captain Ruh who flew the twins out of rural Morobe province after their birth, and he was by the family's side during the surgery. He returned from Germany on New Year's Eve and visited Sawong in hospital, saying it was a memorable experience.
Well, so this picture, I see the picture of two fighters, no? We had a lot of challenges I had to fight through for him. But he too, you know, without his own determination, his will to live, you know, he wouldn't have made it. So he had the will to live. He hung on and we tried our best. You know, we had a lot of doctors working hard. Wherever we went to, just looking at him, he really, really affected so many people just by looking at them. You know, a lot of people embraced him just by looking at him. And he had that fight in him. Wanting to live, and that's what we had to support.
Did you have to travel all the way from Germany to come to Sydney just to spend time with Sawong?
I went on holidays. It was a planned holiday every year. I just spent a few days with my mother during Christmas. She's a widow now for the last 2 years. And that's one thing I have to do for the person who made me who I am today. At least I spent Christmas with her. So I went down, had 6 great days with her. And came back now on the way back to Papua New Guinea. I decided to come via Sydney and see Sawong, see the parents, and also see my nurses who have been with them here, giving them all support. Spent New Year with them, and I took my nurses down to see the fireworks under the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which was great as well. It was an experience of a lifetime for us as well. And the 31st of December, had so many experiences of a lifetime. It was holding Sawong, looking into his eyes, and he looked into my eyes. And actually, when I moved my head, his eyes followed me around, and then we put him back into his cot again, and we went on to Sydney then and saw the fireworks. So it was a very good ending of the year.
Jürgen, you have done a lot of this, helped a lot of people in the rural communities around Papua New Guinea. Why is Sawong special to you?
It's number one. It's a conjoined twin, so it's a very rare event of having conjoined twins. And number two also is that he just looked into my eyes when he was 5 days old, and the way he looked into my eyes, like he had that expression of in his face where he was trying to say, "I just want to live," and I had to pull through for him through all the different challenges we've had. Now, it was a very special. You cannot express the feeling of having been able to hold him, and you can see there are a lot of wires and lines on him still. But most of that is just for the monitoring of his health, so they're always up to date with his vitals of his body. Some of the lines on him one of the lines on him is only for nutrition. So apart from him getting the milk from the mother, he is getting whatever they need to put him in respect of vitamins, minerals, just nutritions. And some lines are in place in case they need to access him quickly. They don't have to put cannulas in and this and that. So, but really meaningfully, he's getting a little bit of oxy still, and he's getting intravenous nutritious feeding, and that's it. The other lines, they are there for monitoring, and just in case they need to get into it. But he is a very healthy boy.
Captain Jürgen Ruh speaking there to Hilda Wayne.